Right edition, welcome. The sheriff pulled up next to the guy who was unloading garbage out of his pickup truck into the ditch. And of course, the sheriff went over and said, what the heck are you doing? You're dumping garbage in the ditch. Don't you see that sign right there? It's right over your head. And the old guy looked up at the sign. He looked back at the policeman. He said, I see it. That's why I'm dumping it here, dummy. Because the sign says, fine for dumping garbage. Policeman didn't get it. Canada, they should be a country where no ambition is too big and opportunities are huge and taxes are small. And that's kind of what we want, right? And I got an email last week from the leader of the official opposition who wants to be the next prime minister, Andrew Scheer. And he said, my vision for Canada. And I thought, this is great. I hope you got a vision because we got to do something in Canada because we have a problem there. And I clicked the video, okay? And I live in Western Canada. 95% of all of Canada speak English, 95% of all French people, and there are a number of them in Canada, live in Quebec. Just as some backdrop stuff for you there, right? So I get this video, I click it, and the first 2 minutes are in French. I think, what? I can't understand that. And then I read his text, and his text says, we should be a principal force for peace and freedom on the world stage, a disciplined protector of tax dollars, a watchdog and a welcoming land of refugee for the world's persecuted and afflicted, a proud champion for clean Canadian technology, and a model of clean roles and responsibilities for the environment, right? And on and on. I think a liberal wrote that. Because he didn't say anything that a liberal hasn't already said. Let's bring in more people. It doesn't matter if they come legally or illegally, probably. Let's just keep bringing them in. And let's clean up, you know, the climate change stuff, which is a hoax for the most part. This guy can't win. It ain't nice. Nearly 80% of Canadians, according to this poll, want CBC, which is a communist broadcast corporation, funding. They want their funding increased or maintained. I don't believe that. What? 80%? The Nanos research poll commissioned by an advocacy group, Friends of Canadian Broadcasting. Could be a little bit of suspicion there, don't you think? Found that, it goes on and on with all these numbers, 80%? Nearly 80%? Everybody that I've ever talked to, and I talk to a lot of people, they say, why do we have a welfare system that takes $2 billion a year, close to it, from Canadians? This has been going on for enough years that it's trillions of dollars. And they report biased news. They're an extension of the Liberal Party anyway, the communist organization in Canada. And now 80% of all Canadians say, keep them, give them more money. BS. BS? Watch your language, okay? The President of the United States of America, his campaign, has now sold more than 1 million Make America Great hats. 1 million. And then there's many, many millions more, of course, that are fraudulent. They're made in China and different places. But more than 1 million have been sold by his campaign team. I don't know what they sell for. I have one. But several dollars. That's a lot of dough that he's raised. Good for him. Here's a guy in Texas. He's a lawmaker. And he says, I'm calling for President Trump's impeachment because if he doesn't get impeached, he'll get reelected. That's it? That's all you got? You're supposed to have better things than him. Elect me because I'm better than him. He's going to do this and I'm going to do that. Instead, what he's saying is, you know, I got to knock you off because people like you. That's really what he's saying. Stupid. Last year, Levi Jeans donated $1 million to gun control groups and advocated for extreme gun control. You know, that's interesting. Right wingers and gun people now won't buy Levi's, most of them, but left-winger people will. There's all kinds of women that wear this Lululemon stuff, and a lot of women shouldn't wear those clothes, that are now wearing Levi's. That's kind of a good thing. Easier on the eyes. Hey, just sharing information. Y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.